You know, most people never see the truth. In other words, they might get saved, but they won't see past the matrix. They won't see the matrix that they're really in. And the reason is, the Bible talks about the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. They want too much fun. They want to experience on their days off of work or whatever. They want to go somewhere and do something, you know. And instead of looking for the truth, they want to be doing something. They want to have all the worldly stuff they can get. It's all about how many toys they can get, you know. And actually, the more stuff you own, the more it owns you. That's the problem. The world, the flesh, the pride of life, they want to be seen. They worry about what people say. They worry about their reputation. They worry about what people around them have to say. And if you talk about something outside the status quo, the box, then you're crazy or something like that. If you talk about the 666 cube, you're crazy. There ain't no such, they don't even believe that. Even the Bible says it. Count up the number of the beast, and it's the number of man. It's a number that says the number of a man. Well, it's all men. It's the flesh mind. It's the old Adamic nature. Everybody thinks, well, there's the Antichrist coming on the scene. Who is it? It's everybody until they get saved. Everybody says, I'm not doing evil. Have you trusted Jesus? No. Well, you're doing evil. Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus? No. Well, you're doing evil. Are you building up Babylon? Yeah, you're doing evil. Yeah, but I can't escape the system. I got to be in the system. I got to be in the world, not of the world. I understand that. But why don't you really want to know what's going on? See, you're being programmed by TV, social media, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. I've actually never downloaded TikTok. I have no idea what's on there, but I'm sure you're being brainwashed just like the rest of them. It might even be worse. I don't know. But music, news, you're being programmed by the alternative so-called people going against the system. Why wouldn't they shut down? If you had all these conspiracy channels that are speaking contrary, why wouldn't they shut them down? And they say they are trying to shut them down. No, they're probably trying to shut down YouTube and Google because they force people to make their own channels and stuff and their own platforms and their own outlets. And it's probably an attack, and Google don't even know it. It's probably an attack on Google, and Google don't even know that they're being attacked, because the more they try to censor people and shut people down, people go to alternative channels. And so these alternative channels are going to, anything that's got any kind of unction at all to it, it's going to spread like wildfire. And notice how when YouTube started censoring people, which they still are, everybody went to Instagram and everybody could talk about whatever on Instagram, and they didn't shut that down. But Facebook, if they say the wrong thing, they'll shut them down. So, but Facebook owns Instagram. So see, it's all a psyop. There's things going on that don't even make sense. And the reason it doesn't make sense is because they're doing cognitive dissonance on you. It's all cognitive dissonance. This is wild stuff, people. and it's really wild. It's off the roof wild. And so the only way that you can have stability in an upside down system, financial, medical, educational, political, everything's upside down, but they try to make it look good. The devil's the master deceiver, because think about it. At the end of the millennium, the devil will take and deceive the kings of the earth again, where they come against the camp of the saints, and God will knock them back. But the devil is such a liar. I mean, think about it. The camp of the saints, it'll be holy and separated and nothing that defiles will enter. And so the whole world is going to be mad at the camp of the saints and come against it. The elect. And so what are they doing now? They're going against the elect. And those who speak outside the cube, the 666 Borg Hive cube, is really happening right now. Those that speak outside of it, they're being attacked, but God sustains. God provides. God protects. God has a hedge. God always has a hedge around his people. Even the two witnesses, they can't even kill them for, you know, a season. They try to kill them and they can't do it. And even when they do, they rise up again after 3 days, rise up and go to heaven, get taken up to heaven. Some say it's Moses, some say it's Elijah, some say it's Enoch, Moses and Enoch, Moses and Elijah, Elijah and Enoch, you know, because all men taste death, right? So they have to come back and taste death, I guess. Moses died, so if it was going to be, if it was going to be two Old Testament saints, it'd be Elijah and Enoch. If that was the case, I don't think that's going to happen, because just like the rapture of the church, some people get raptured out of here and they don't taste death. So the two witnesses, I don't think it's going to be Moses and Elijah. It's going to be a type and a shadow. Speaking of types, shadows, and anti-types, anti-type, the way they describe anti-types is wrong. All the theologians, the word anti-type that they try to use in their theology is wrong. They don't even get it. You got flash and you got the anti-flash. There's your anti-type. You got your type and your anti-type. Good and evil. Antichrist. You got Christ and Antichrist. I don't know why they use the anti-type the way they do in theology books, but it's not right. Anytime you got anti, it's opposite. Night and day. Night is the anti-type of day. Left is the anti-type of right. Anything that points to the right side is the type. Anything that points to the left is the anti-type. If you try to study what the theologians are saying, they're messing with your mind. I don't know why they do that. The Old Testament was a type of Christ. Even in the New Testament, there's types and shadows. Why would they shift it back? It makes no sense. I guess they don't have a math degree. I don't know. Why would you believe something that's totally ridiculous? Because they're trying to confuse people. They don't want you to see the Antichrist, I guess, or the anti-people that are walking among you. And speaking of that, that's why I started. Everything, when you're rubbing shoulders down here, most people are lost. Most people have no truth. Most people don't care about truth. Most people are so lost and so ignorant about truth, and they can't rightly divide the word of truth. It boggles the mind. You would think that would be their number one goal in life, but no, like I say, it's the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. That's what blocks them from seeing through this matrix and seeing the full truth. And so they're running around in their little culture bubble, and that little culture bubble is not even reality. And that's what blows your mind. They're not even in reality. And so when you're talking to them, you're talking to like a zombie or an NPC. And so when you get married, you got the wife and the in-laws in that little culture bubble, and you don't fit in that culture bubble, what are they going to do? They're going to come after you, because you don't build them up, you don't magnify them, and you don't praise them. You praise Jesus alone, you know, and they don't like that. They want to be magnified. It's wild. There's a verse. If you don't leave your mother, father, wife, children, brethren, and come follow me, you're not worthy to be a disciple. That's what I mean. A lot of people are saved as by fire, but they're not spirit-filled, and they never will be because they're so tied to this system. You got to please your spouse. You got to please your boss. You gotta please people please, and your whatever it is. You gotta be always in a people pleasing thing down here. False flattery and stuff like that. Fake flattery. The Pilgrim's Progress is real. That book that was written, but most people will never experience it because you're going towards a country that nobody can see. Because it's all spiritual, allegorical, and all that. You're moving towards a country that's unseen, and they only focus on the seen. You can tell by the way they drive, they're in another world. I had somebody behind me. She wasn't even paying attention to me in front of her. She was just going to plow into the back of me because she's just, her mind is divided, you know. It's really a trip. The game is real. The cult is real. What cult? The culture. The culture is your cult. Culture, your cult. Scripture, your script. And so the culture is against the script. Although it has to use stability in some shape or form, because God is stable and you can't function without some kind of stability. So what is their stability in life? There's the lost stability is making money. All they care about is greed, but they make money off the backs of people who are ignorant. Getting ahead in the system, making money, outward show, image, vampiring off of others, having fun, running the streets. And you know it's true because the Bible says they speak evil of you because you don't run with them to the same excess of riot. So they even make stuff up about you because you don't run with them. You don't agree with them. So they can't put some identity on you. So they put a fake identity that other people might believe, but it's not even close to who you are. These people are sick. They're lost. They're slaves. To the Freemasons, to the Jesuits, to the they're all in a cult. They're all in a coven or a cult of some kind. The Freemasons is a coven. They're all in a spiritual cult of some kind. Fraternity, sorority, or whatever. They all have to join a cult to survive down here. And so they all are compromised. They all have sold their soul to the devil, even though they don't think it's the devil. It's part of the cult. And so it never ends. It just keeps repeating till the rapture, until God destroys Babylon, because Babylon is the cult, the cultures. And so that's why some people eventually wake up, because they say, it's not making sense.
Right.
The cult never makes sense. It always contradicts itself. It never makes sense. The cult is contrary all the time. It always contradicts itself, but the way that people avoid the cognitive dissonance is through their drugs, their drinking, their abuse, and their justification. They actually go to the psychologist and get their Valiums and their Xanaxes and all that, because they want to face off the fact that not only is the society a walking contradiction, they don't want to face off what they are. They themselves are a walking contradiction, and they can't deal with it, so they have to drug themselves up. Valium, Xanax, whatever they take, I don't know. It's probably some kind of new drug. They always come up with a new drug to make it sound exciting. Same drug, new package, new name, but same results. So there you go. You're trying to figure out, why is this place crazy? Because it's a cult. It's contradictory. It never makes sense. It never has made sense. It's always been upside down. It's always been upside down. And it always will be till Jesus rules. Funny how when he rules for 1,000 years, he makes them bring a offering every year, right? Or it's not going to rain on the land. But he doesn't really try to change the he doesn't force change in these nations, except for that he has to be honored and get the honor and the glory, whether their heart's right or not. It's on them. But my point is, it's funny how he doesn't try to force it on people. He doesn't try to force salvation on people.